Hi guys, and God bless y'all. Welcome to Creator Loves His Creation podcast. My name is Shayla, and I hope y'all had a wonderful weeks, I guess. I haven't shot an episode in a while. I am back from my trip to Virginia from visiting my sister. And honestly, the trip, it went well. And I do want to say that it's so important for us to worship in our house. I think it's important not just to worship at church, but to worship in our house, because when I went, I worshiped at my sister's house and I spent time with God. And it was amazing that, like, whenever you worship, you know, God, it invites the Holy Spirit, and, you know, it creates an atmosphere where God moves. And God gave me a word for my sister, and my sister also had a dream that God had sent her, and it was just honestly amazing. And I just wanted, the message is not about that, but I just wanted to mention that because it is so important to worship, not just, like I said, not just at church, but to worship in your home. Like I said, it invites the Holy Spirit. But today I actually want to talk about, and the theme of today, well, the topic, not theme, but today's topic is the greatest in the kingdom. And we're going to be reading today Matthew 18, 1 to 4. And it says, "About that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, 'Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. He said, 'I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.'" And I wanted to read that because that has really impacted me, you know, these few weeks that have passed. So as y'all know, like the episode that I put, my last episode that I put, I spoke about how I fell into sin. And so I fell into sin, and I am now in discipline, in a period of discipline from my church because of that, because, you know, my youth teacher, she listens to my podcast. So, and I knew it was coming, so I was in discipline, and I want to talk about that a little bit before I jump more into, today's message. Well, it ties in with today's message. So when I came back from my trip, she had pulled me to the side, and, you know, she basically just told me that I was in discipline. But the thing is that I felt myself get angry. I felt myself getting angry and wanting to defend myself, like justify myself. And I did for a bit, but I felt the Holy Spirit just tell me to, like, be quiet. Like, the Holy Spirit was so quick to be like, "What are you doing? Like, be quiet. Like, just take the discipline." And so I was, after that, was quiet. And, you know, of course I told her, you know, thank you. And, like, of course, you know, I take my discipline. Like, of course I accept it. You know, I messed up. And, but after that, like, I feel like, a lot of people still feel like rejected. And that's how I was feeling too. I was feeling a bit rejected. I was feeling a bit, you know, like angry about it. And I didn't want to be angry about it, but I felt myself being angry about it. And, it was hard because I know that, like, my spirit, like they say, like, the spirit is willing, but, like, you know, we struggle with our flesh. Like, the flesh doesn't want to, but the spirit is willing. And I felt my flesh wanting to rebel. I just felt me wanting to rebel. Like, part of me wanted to do what was right, and then part of me wanted to do what was wrong. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to dye my hair a crazy color. Actually, you know, I've been wanting to dye my hair, but the reason, if I would have dyed my hair while I was wanting to rebel, that would have been sin, because I'm doing that out of rebellion instead of, like, wanting a different color. But anyways, I was like, I'm going to dye my hair a crazy color. I'm going to get a bunch of tattoos and just to, like, piss my, you know, my church off. That was my mentality. And when I was thinking that, I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, Lord, these thoughts are not okay. So I went into a fast. I went into a fast and I started fasting. And then, you know, I cried to God. I cried to God, and I just told him, like, don't want to rebel. I don't want to do what's wrong. Like, I really want to do what's right. I really want to, you know, like, be okay with this discipline. And I was just talking to God, and I felt, you know, God tell me to go out to my car and talk to him there. So I was like, okay. I went out to the car, and then I opened my Bible, and it opened to Matthew 18. And this is why, you know, I'm reading about Matthew 18, because I've read this before, but it didn't stand out as much as it stood out when I was in the car. And when I was in the car, God was showing me, like, you need to be like a child. You know, a child, you know, you tell them something and they do it. You know, they take correction. They depend on their parents. And not only that, they trust their parents. And God was showing me that. He was showing me, you know, I want you to be like a child, and I want you to take this discipline and to walk in obedience, but to trust me and to depend on me. And, you know, I wasn't seeing the big picture. I wasn't seeing what God was doing. And what he was doing is that he was showing me how to walk in humility. He was showing me how to be humble. And I thought it was just amazing that I had that revelation there in the car, because I was struggling. I was struggling that I wanted to accept this discipline. I didn't want to be mad, but part of me was still mad about it. And then not only that, but Philippians 2:8 talks about how, you know, Jesus walked in obedience. You know, he died on the cross, and Jesus had all the right and all the authority to defend himself and to say something, but he didn't. And he shows us and he gives us the example of what we're supposed to be doing, of the example, you know, he sets the example for us. And I think it's so important for, you know, us to walk in humility, and especially when we get corrected. You know, I've seen so many people that have left the church, even at my church, that have left because they don't want to take correction. And I get that. Yes, it stings. It does sting. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie and like, oh yeah, it was great. You know, she corrected me and I took it like a champ. No, I did not take it like a champ. I was mad at first, but you know, I took it to God, and, you know, God was just showing me, hey, I want you to walk in humility. You know, I want you to be humble, and I'm showing you how to be more humble with this situation. Because, you know, I feel like I was a person that, like, I would do X, Y, and Z, and basically trying to win over, like, God's love. And God's like, no, I love you regardless, whether you're playing the bass, whether you're preaching or not. Like, I love you regardless. And I feel like it's really important for us to, you know, recognize that God, you know, honors when you walk in humility. And, you know, greatness is found in humility and dependence on God. And, you know, greatness, you know, in God's eyes isn't found in, like, your position at church or what you're doing, if not the posture of your heart. How is your heart? Are you walking in humility? Are you, you know, loving one another? And God was showing me in this situation that he cares more about my heart than me playing bass. Because, you know, again, you know, I'm in discipline, so I'm not able to play bass. And I did feel a bit bad. Like, I'm like, man, God, I can't play bass for you. But God's like, no, I care more about your heart than what you're doing for me. And, you know, a heart that is humble and, you know, filled with, you know, trust in God and is, you know, able to learn and not be prideful is what, you know, reflects Jesus the most. And we're called to reflect Jesus. We're called, you know, to be like Christ. And it's so important for us to walk in humility. And that's what God was showing me, is that, you know, a child is humble. A child takes correction. A child, you know, it's so important for us to be like children again. And not like in a sense of like being childish, but, you know, again, like I said, taking correction. And, you know, I also want to talk about Proverbs. I want to talk about, you know, well, some Proverbs, not all the Proverbs, but I want to talk about it because I have Proverbs 29:23, And Proverbs 29:23. Actually, I don't have it. Give me a second. I had it in Spanish, so just give me a second, you guys. Proverbs 29:23. And it says, pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honor. And I feel like that is important, because a person that's prideful, a person that has a lot of pride, it, you know, rejects wisdom. You know, it, they close themselves up to correction. And not only that, that causes, you know, it harms you spiritually, because you can't grow when you have pride. I mean, it just goes back to, you know, the devil was kicked out of heaven, you know, because of pride. He had pride. And, you know, it's so important for us not to be prideful. You know, whenever someone corrects us, to take that correction, to understand and you know, walk in humility. And like I said, you know, pride is so dangerous. And even right there and then, me trying to justify myself, you know, me trying to defend myself when my youth leader was telling me that I was going to be in discipline, that just showed pride right there. That showed, you know, instead of me walking in humility, I was showing pride. And I feel like it's, you know, I'm grateful that of course that this occurred, because it's showing me how to walk in humility. It's showing me that, hey, when you mess up, you take correction and you walk in humility. Like, you don't sit there and you don't try to defend yourself, or you don't try to, you know, justify anything, or trying to like bicker. No, it's important to walk in humility and to accept, especially when you mess up. Like, I messed up. Like, there's no reason why I should have been trying to justify that. Like, absolutely, girl, bye. No, there's absolutely no reason why there should have been any like trying to justify what occurred. And this ties in together with Proverbs 17:12. And give me just a second, let me try to find Proverbs 17:12. I honestly should have found them beforehand, but I had them in Spanish, so I'm so sorry. But 17:12 says, it is safer to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than to confront a fool caught in foolishness. And to me, this honestly spoke to me, because it's crazy. That's crazy. You know, it's safer to meet a bear robbed of her cubs. That bear is going to be so pissed. That bear is going to just tear you apart. But it just goes to show how dangerous foolishness is, how dangerous pride is. And again, like, I was showing foolishness. I was showing pride when I was trying to justify myself, when I was getting upset. And it's so dangerous. And it shows you the dangers, because again, not only that, not only do you destroy yourself, but you destroy your relationship with other people, because, you know, you cause, you know, harm to yourself, but you harm your ties to other people. And I say that because, you know, my trip with my sister, again, in the beginning, it was great. But I am a person that I talk about God all the time. Like, all the time I talk about God. And, you know, she had a dream that God has sent her. And I was, you know, talking about the dream. And I'm a person that, like, I love when God sends dreams. And I think it's amazing. And I just want to keep talking about it, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, that's amazing, that the fact that God sent you a dream. Like, let's talk about it. Let's get more in depth into it. And you know, let's try to figure out what we can do, or how you can better your relationship with Christ. And so my sister, she just like blew up. She blew up, and she was just telling me how I was judging her. And I was in, you know, in no way, you know, trying to judge her at all. Like, that was not my intention. But I did tell her, I was like, you know, I apologize if, you know, like, you felt that I judged you, but I didn't. And she was just going off and basically just like kicked me out of her house. And it was hard because I was in a different state. And I was in a state where I knew absolutely nobody but my sister. And so she kicked me out of her house, and I just told her if she could like leave, drop me off at the airport. So I was at the airport for 14 hours. It was the longest 14 hours ever. But you know, I've read my Bible, I spent time with God, and you know, just took those hours to just chill. And just, I guess, just hang out because there was nothing else that I could really do. But you know, that being said, before I boarded the airplane, I did send a message to my sister. And, you know, I just told her that I was sorry, you know, again, that like, you know, she felt that I judged her and stuff like that. But she basically just said that she didn't really want to talk to me or have a relationship with me, which was really, really hard. But again, this, and I talk about this, and it's not, you know, to speak badly or ill about my sister, but my sister does have pride. She has a lot of pride, and pride is so dangerous because, again, not only does it harm you, but it harms your relationship with others. Because now, because of my sister's pride, I don't have a relationship with her. And, you know, it's honestly, it's heartbreaking. And, you know, I know I'm not the only one. There's so many people that don't have relationships, you know, with their own family members because, you know, there's pride involved. And it harms, you know, it harms a person spiritually. It causes so much harm. And it's so important for us to walk in humility. It's so important for us not, you know, to be prideful. You know, these situations have been happening. God has been showing me how to walk in humility. You know, my sister, when she got upset with me, she was, you know, it was insult after insult after insult after insult. And, you know, I can't recall not one insult that I told her, you know, because I, you know, even though, yes, I'm not going to sit here and lie. Like I said, you know, I'm not perfect. I felt myself get angry. I was getting angry and I could have said stuff, but I was like, no, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to just be quiet. And I was just telling her to like, you know, just please, like, just leave me alone. You know, I didn't say anything to insult her. And it's so important for us. Again, you know, these situations that have been happening to me, God has really been showing me to walk in humility, You know, I have no hate towards my sister. I love my sister and I'm going to continue to pray for her. And, you know, it's important for us to, again, you know, be humble and let God work in us because these situations, one thing I want to say is that a lot of us are like, oh God, you know, give me this, give me that, like, give me patience. You know, I want to be humble. I want to walk in humility, you know, but God doesn't just like, boom, here you go. Here's humbleness and here's, you know, patience. No, he will give you situations that you go through where you have to practice that. He doesn't just like, boom, there you go. No. And these situations that I've been going through, I've been having to practice that. I've been having to walk in humility. And I just want to say one thing. It is not easy. It is not easy. Like when my sister was going off on me, I felt my hand like balling into a fist because I was getting angry. You know, she was saying one thing after the other. And I'm not going to sit here and lie. Like I wanted a swing and I've never even been in a fight in my life, but it just got to that point that I really wanted a swing. And then I was like, no, like that's not right. That's not right. No, no, no. And it's the Holy Spirit in me that's like, hey, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing? What are you doing, girl? No, that's not what we're going to do right now. But stop. And of course I didn't swing. And instead I just stayed quiet. And like I said, it's hard. It's not easy to walk in humility, but it's what God calls us to do, to be more like Jesus. Because honestly, Jesus had all the right to start swinging at people. But did he swing at people? No, he did not swing at anyone. So it is so important for us to be more like Jesus each and every day. And I share these, you know, I share what happens to me with y'all. Because it's important, you know, I feel like, you know, what I go through, I feel like it can resonate with a lot of people. And again, it's so important for us to walk in humility, to let God work in us. But with that, I want to go ahead and end today's episode. And let's go ahead and pray, you guys. Thank you, Father God, for this day, Lord. Thank you for this episode. I pray for the person that is watching or that is listening, Lord, that you work in them, God, that you work in their hearts, Lord. If they have any pride, God, that you remove that from them. If they have anger, that you remove that from them, Lord, that you work in them, Lord, that they are able to walk in humility, God. I pray, God, that you work in their hearts and their minds, in the name of Jesus, God, that you guide them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and end today's episode. If you don't have a church, my church, Corona de Gloria, is located in Ferris, Texas. It is, they only speak Spanish. They do have headsets, you know, and they do translate it in English, but it is a Spanish-speaking church. So I just want to go ahead and say that because, you know, we've had, you know, people that have gone and you know, it's, you know, only a Spanish-speaking church. So I just want to go ahead and say that. But I'm going to go ahead and end today's episode. God bless y'all. And I will see y'all next Monday because I'm going to be putting an episode out every week. You know, God willing, I'm going to be on top of that. But God bless y'all and I will see y'all next week.